The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to tell you about an initiative that started in the UK a couple of years ago. Celebration Day is the name of it. Now, it was inspired by traditions like, you know, the Day of the Dead in all Latin American countries. And the whole premise is that it's an opportunity for people to come together and share stories and share memories of people who have passed away but continue to guide the lives of those of us left behind. And there have been suggestions that maybe we should do something similar in this country. Sally Ann Clark is with me, the restaurateur and author, and Ruth Scott, the broadcaster and wedding and funeral celebrant as well. Sally Ann, do you think we should have a dedicated day where we do this? Or is it something that you kind of do anyway on a natural basis every day?
Well, good evening and good evening, everyone. I do. I think it's a great idea. I think everybody does it in their own way, but I think it would be really nice to do a celebration day, as you say, the Day of the Dead. I mean, we have November here for the Holy Souls. So for the people who are brought up Catholic, we all know November is the month of the Holy Souls. We also know that if you go and visit graveyards and visit churches and whatnot, that you can get indulgences, which the easiest way of putting them is like credit in heaven. So, and I think that's great if that's the way you're brought up. But I think for people who are not brought up that way, there should be something like a celebration day that we can just get out there and, you know, do something and celebrate either yourself on your own or do a big thing that everybody can put their loved one's name on a tree somewhere or somewhere where you can say, well, fine, they're being remembered and their names are going to go somewhere. I think that would be a really good idea.
And so you think kind of flexibility would be central to it?
Like
whatever you want to do or whatever your family want to do, ye do it. But it's just nice to have a day in the calendar that makes you do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Darkness into Light started out as a walk, but this year we went out in the boats. So there was 18 boats out in Kilmore Quay. And when we were coming in after sunrise, a whole lot of motorbikers arrived down from Dublin wearing the Darkness into Light t-shirts. And there's not just walks, there's climbs, there's swims, there's all sorts of things. And it's become something much bigger than just a Darkness into Light walk. So I think this could be something very similar. And I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, Ruth Scott, I mentioned, is with us as well. Ruth, do you agree? Do you think we could do something like this?
Oh, 100% we could do something like this. And it's funny, Sally Ann, I was raised Catholic, although I'm now an atheist and a humanist. But I didn't know. I knew All Souls Day was a day off school. I didn't know that it was a month for marking those who are dead. But it is something that's so important, because if you consider, you know, when somebody passes away, we have that massive shock and outpouring of grief. And typically it happens in the first 3 days when, to be honest, you know, the family don't have their head around the grief that's happening at that moment. So it's only afterwards. And even sometimes people would say by the time the month's mind, which is the old Catholic tradition of a mass a month after the deceased has had their funeral, like, still it's not enough time to get your head around it. So a lovely idea to mark something every year. And I do remember hearing about some of my Norwegian humanist counterparts who at one stage were setting up this essentially like a day of celebration. Now, theirs was specifically for people who identified more with the humanist way of life. But the idea being, once a year we do it. Because, like Sally Ann, it's tricky because, you know, I suppose you'd agree that people in our lives die at all sorts of ages. And how long do we keep marking them? Like, my dad died 46 years ago at this stage. And I have some of my friends who say, are you still having a mass every year for him? And it is kind of in my head, I'm now thinking, oh yeah, why are we still doing that? 40, like I was five. So it is kind of weird in my head to have it go on that long. But, you know, what kind of thing would you have in mind, Sally Ann?
Well, I just think we're the best country in the world to do funerals. I mean, we really go out there, we give everybody the support and all the love that they need at that time. But 6 weeks later, everybody goes back to their lives and you're left with this great big gaping hole. And some holes are easier filled than others. And I just think, you know, people have the option if they do it in the middle of the summer. So you have, people are remembered at Christmas time, they're remembered at their anniversary. You've got the Darkness into Light and you've got the Holy Souls. The month of November is the, you know, month for the Holy Souls. So I think if something was done in the summertime, I mean, people have the option then that they can opt in or opt out like everything else. And whether it's 46 years or whether it's 146 years, if somebody wants to be commemorated, I think it's a really nice idea.
Do you think that's one of the shortcomings of culture here, is that while we are, as we say, good at the funeral thing, that we are very, very quick
very much so
afterwards
very much
to
so.
Kind of say, ah, Sonia and Derry are grand now, and we've kind of we've paid our respects, and we'll kind of just get on with our lives.
Yeah, it's like when people still say to you, and I mean, for us, it's 12 years. Oh, are you over it yet? I mean, there's some things you never get over.
Do people say that to you?
They don't mean it, but it's just some people would say, you know, are you? You get around these things. You might get over the death of a parent who's lived a good long life, and you say, well, you know, you still remember them. But there's certain things you don't get over. You get around, and if somebody hasn't lost somebody close to them, they don't understand. So I just think this is a really good idea for people to, you know, opt in if they want, opt out if they don't. And it's the Day of the Dead, the whole celebration day. I think it's lovely.
Ruth, we could be really awkward in this country about talking about certain things. Money is one of them. Death is another. I mean, despite the fact that we do it well, we can be awkward outside of that kind of funeral period about kind of acknowledging it or kind of revealing emotion, as it were. I wonder what this can maybe... grant people a little bit of leeway in their own head to talk about it on that day.
It is funny because in that quick, generally a 3-day window during which we hear the news someone's passed away and then there's a funeral, we are very comfortable with the I'm so sorry for your loss, how are you doing? Things that really kind of mean nothing but are yet, you know, very well-meaning in sentiment. And it's so hard to talk about it afterwards because I think people feel like they're going to upset you. And they, you know, depending on if you were brought up in a good repressed family or a family that were very open and speaking about things, it's actually really hard to talk to somebody about a loss they've had in their life without feeling very uncomfortable. And I realise that's more to do with maybe me as a person than Sally-Ann. You'd probably prefer if somebody said to you, you know, what are the kind of things you miss about your son, or what way do you like to remember him?
Yeah, and I have a group of friends who know that and who are quite happy to bring up the subject and say, what do you think he would have been doing now, or what would he have done in this situation, or, you know? And it's really nice that you can actually bring him up and nobody does feel awkward, but obviously it's not the same with everybody.
Yeah, I think Ruth is right. I think it's born from maybe a place of not wanting to upset the person, that on some level I think, you know, the last thing Sally-Ann wants me now to do is to bring this up, but I guess that's based on the premise that you're not thinking about him anyway.
Yeah.
For a period of time after, it's all you're thinking about.
It's all you're thinking. But I mean, anybody who's lost anybody recently, that's who they're going to be thinking of, especially if they've been in a long-term marriage, long-term relationship. If it's been, you know, that's going to be their whole heart and soul at that particular time. And I know people are a little bit awkward about bringing it up, but 9 times out of 10, people would like a hug and they would like to say, do you remember when Michael did this? Or do you remember when Andrew did that? Yeah. Or do you remember? And they love that. They like to bring up the memories. So I just think this is a fantastic idea.
Ruth, do you think that you described it there, the 3-day turnaround and the remarkable speed at which everything happens, and it's incredible how the whole kind of community will row in and help in that regard over those few days. Is it too quick?
I'll be honest, and I think that funeral directors are some of the greatest workers in the country. But I sometimes feel 3 days is a bit quick. Your feet don't touch the ground. We know ourselves, people will literally move heaven and earth so that they can make it to either the removal or the funeral. It is really quick, and it doesn't give the family of the deceased, those directly connected, it really doesn't give them much time to even come to terms with it themselves in any way. And I'm not suggesting we go with the UK model of what it could be 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, I find that. Yeah, sorry. No. Myself and Sally-Ann had in on that. Where they all go back to work and then they have to go out for the funeral again. Oh,
we've heard those stories. I know someone who lost a sibling and flew home from the UK, and 2 days later they got a call from the office saying, why are you not in work? And the person said, oh, my sibling passed away, as you know, and they sort of said, but sure, the funeral's not going to be for weeks. Why aren't you in work? So that was another wholly different. And actually, I always think it was interesting. Ashlingby, the comedian, when she moved to the UK, she was in college in London, and the parents of one of her student friends passed away. She organised a bus to bring all her friends to the funeral, which is the exact thing that myself and plenty of other people have done. And her UK friend said to her, what are you doing? We don't go to the funeral. This is not normal. So in a way, the fact that we're so willing to turn up and like that, willing to put our hand on the coffin when we were in at the removal, or, you know, to put our hand on the deceased's shoulder when they're laid out and say, you know, don't they look well? Didn't they have a great life? That is a pretty unique Irish thing, I suspect. But 3 days, there's smoke coming out of you by the time
So, Sally, we're not fans of the English tradition, if we'll call it that.
No,
Is it too quick? Is it too much of a whirlwind?
Well, I know when my mum died a couple of years ago, we thought 3 days was too fast, especially when people had to travel, and it was during COVID. So it took 5 days, and we thought that was just about right. And again, I've lots of relations in the UK who still thought this was so, so fast. So, I mean, I've been to funerals in the UK where people have died a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks before, and they've still had an open coffin. And that is a little bit strange. But again, you know, it's because there's such a backlog over there, and especially during COVID. But no, I'm not a big fan of the long ones. I'm not a big fan of the short ones. I think 5 or 6 days gives people the chance to get their head around things, you know?
Yeah. Ruth?
You know what's a really boring practicality, and I don't mean this to upset anyone, but oftentimes at Christmas, it would be known that there'd be, you know, there'd be an increase in the number of, let's say, older people who might pass away over the Christmas. And we hear the stories that the morgues are full of people because they haven't been able to have a funeral for them.
Mm.
So we need to get rid of this three-day rush. We need to be able to let people take their breath and also be able to, as Sally Ann says, be able to arrange it so that the family can come over from wherever they need to be. You know, be it from the other side of Ireland, be it from the other side of the world, that somebody can get home. We've all heard the stories as well of somebody been contacted and told, you know, you better come home, you know, mom or dad is on the way out, and they're in the airport in London and they get the word that they've already passed away and the funeral is happening in like 24 hours, 48 hours.
Yeah. It's an awful position for people to be in. But I think, listen, agreement, broad agreement for a celebration day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%.
100%.
All right.
As Sally Ann says, opt in, whatever suits you, do it the way you want. It's just a gorgeous way to be able to remember people and celebrate the life that they lived.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Ruth Scott, broadcaster, wedding and funeral celebrant as well. Sally Ann Clark, the restaurateur and author. Sally Ann, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
For coming into us. Ruth, thank you very much as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.